Good afternoon. We continue to watch a cool front slide through the area this afternoon. Not much precipitation with it, although some folks could see a couple of sprinkles or scattered passing rain showers. The more important feature with this front will be the strong, gusty northwest breeze that will develop and persist through the afternoon, keeping temperatures at current levels or even seeing them drop off through the 60s and into the 50s in some spots before the end of the day. Overnight tonight, we'll lose some of the wind, and as that front continues to track over the coast, high pressure will settle in overhead. And with a clear sky, it'll be quite cool tonight, even cold in some spots with areas of frost, as many locations will be back into the lower to mid-30s, even some 20s across the higher terrain. With that high pressure dominating tomorrow, we'll be dry, although we'll see a mix of sun and clouds, and a continued northwest breeze keeping a chill in the air with temperatures back into the mid-60s. A rebound back into the mid-70s with a developing southwest wind flow on Sunday. It'll stay dry with that high pressure in control from off the coast and a mix of sun and clouds. Eventually, more moisture will enter the region on the heels of a warm front passing through the area on Memorial Day. With a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be in the upper 70s, but we do run the risk at a few scattered showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon. A Bermuda high sets up for the midweek period next week, pushing summer-like warmth back into the region with increasing humidity for the period Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We'll have a mix of hazy sun and clouds all 3 days, but all 3 days will also offer up the chance for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs reaching into the middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms, mainly this evening through tonight, across southwest and west Texas and eastern parts of New Mexico. Low-level south to southeasterly winds will promote moistening today, with northern moisture return persisting into the evening and early tomorrow morning. This moisture, coupled with daytime heating, will support moderate instability across far west and southwestern Texas. Meanwhile, cooler air aloft, spreading across the southern high plains after dark, atop further low-level moistening, will result in more instability from south to north through tonight and early tomorrow. Storms that develop and move off the higher terrain will pose a threat for mainly large hail and strong wind gusts. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Jacksonville, Florida, to a low of 24 at Custer and Pine Ridge, both in South Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and breezy with a shower in the lower 70s, Boston mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with a shower possible and highs in the mid-50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low, 49. The record high, 97, set in 1911, and the record low, 33, in 2002. Sunrise this morning was at 5:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:18 p.m., 14 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today, breezy and cool with a passing shower and highs around 60. Clear and cold tonight with widespread frost and lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cool today with a passing shower possible and highs in the upper 60s. Clear and chilly tonight with scattered areas of frost and lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, chilly today with a passing shower and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Clear and cold tonight with widespread frost and lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cool today with a passing shower and highs in the mid-60s. Clear and quite chilly tonight with areas of frost and lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cool today, with a passing shower possible and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Clear and quite chilly tonight with areas of frost and lows in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and still cool in the mid-60s. Milder Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds on Memorial Day with a chance of a few showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s. And partly sunny, warm, and humid Tuesday through Thursday with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. Have a great holiday weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.